Now a story about a cultural tradition in Cambodia that seemed to disappear but is getting some new life. Musicians there are trying to revive some ancient instruments like the Cambodian harp. Until recently, no one had even heard the sound of it or seen one for hundreds of years. Erwin Loy has a story.
In this rehearsal studio, a group of young musicians is grappling with the sounds of a distant era. In front, one musician sits on the floor, wrapped around an ornate harp. He draws his fingers tentatively across the strings. It looks like a smaller version of a classic Western harp, but this one is curved like a boat. Its neck stretches up from the ground in a flowing arc.
Good. Yeah, very nice.
That's Patrick Kersalet. He's a French ethnomusicologist who's worked in Asia for more than 20 years. That work has taken him to countries with rich cultural traditions, but also long turbulent histories. Sometimes pieces of that culture vanish over time.
This instrument disappeared maybe after 13th century, 14th century. Nobody knows.
This year, Kersalet helped to reintroduce a part of Cambodia's lost musical heritage, the pan or harp. Even though it vanished, its image remained, recorded on bas-reliefs, sculptures carved into the walls of some of Cambodia's cherished temples and monuments. Kersalet started by tracing out the shape of the harp. He studied inscriptions that might shed light on how the harps were made and used. Cambodia's musical tradition is a story of survival through catastrophic decline, both distant and modern. The Khmer Empire was once the region's most powerful, but its collapse ushered in centuries of decay. And the brutal rule of Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge in the late 1970s saw many musical forms pushed to the brink.
Because now the problem when you ask people, oh, how old is music? Oh, it's very old, before Pol Pot. So the people, they don't know how old is music, so I would like to help them to know their culture, because the music is very alive.
One Cambodian craftsman trying to keep that music alive is Khao Sanon Kavai. Kersalet enlisted him to help rebuild the harp. Kavai is a leading craftsman making traditional Cambodian instruments here in his workshop, like the ronit, a type of xylophone. Kavai learned his skills from his father before him. Today, he's trying to pass on the tradition to his own children. When Kavai finished building the harp, the first one to play it was his 14-year-old daughter, Sarai Rot. Now, she started harp lessons.
These are Cambodian instruments. I want all Cambodians to be able to see them and hear them again.
Still, the harp's place in today's Cambodia is far from certain. Hum Sopi is a Cambodian composer who comes from a long line of musicians. He's thrilled that the harp has returned, but he doesn't want it to become some historical curiosity, admired like a museum piece. That's why he's composing new music for this old instrument.
We have to think about how this instrument can continue to live. If no people play your harp, maybe you only put in the museum. I think it's more interesting if somebody will play.
Back in the rehearsal studio, some of that work is starting. The musicians are playing some of the instruments Kersalet has rebuilt, including these metal trumpets, based on depictions of a military orchestra found at the famed Angkor Wat Temple. These long-lost sounds have been brought back to life. What remains to be seen is whether they will thrive in today's Cambodia or be living relics of another era carved into an ancient wall. For the world, I'm Erwin Loy in Phnom Penh.